Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero, 16 minutes past 8 o'clock. Brian and Trisha, and we are Quick C 98.3. It's your Wednesday morning. We've got a couple of guests in the studio with us, and we're talking Central Kentucky Wheelman. And if you don't know what that is, well, if you love bikes, and I mean bicycles, not motorbikes, then these are the folks you need to talk to. Let's talk about what the group is first and who is involved in this. Take it away.
You're up, dude.
All right. My name's Adam, and I'm proud to say I'm one of the founders of the club. We launched in 44 years ago, back in 1980.
Wow.
Our friend Larry Lee was hosting a get-together out there at Lakers, and we were enjoying the what would become the official drink of the CKW, the peanut butter milkshake. And he said to the four of us, "What do you think about a bike club in E-Town?" And we said, "Okay, sounds like a good idea." So sadly, Larry was not able to stay with us. He passed shortly, I guess it was 1984 when he died, way early. But his spirit's still with us, and we're trying to carry on a tradition of safe cycling. And Hardin County is one of the best places to ride in the country. And here we are.
That's more than I knew. See, and I love when we get the historical aspect on this. And now I'm also craving a peanut butter milkshake from Lakers.
I'll bring you one back later on this afternoon.
Wow, those things are so good. Julie, you guys have got an event coming up, and we want to talk about that. So
yeah, well, the whole month of May is Bike Month, National Bike Month. And then on Sunday, this Sunday, it's very light, just a small four-mile ride from the Justice Center to the State Theater, and that's for National Ride Your Bike Day. And so that's what's in the very close window coming up.
That's only a four-mile ride?
Yeah, I like how you said a very small four-mile ride.
Well, these guys are like him. They are crazy. They do these. You'll hear in the biking community, you'll hear people talk about a century or a metric century. And a century ride is 100 miles.
So how many months do you get to do that?
That's what I want to know. That's what I said. But no, they'll do that. They'll leave in the morning and be back by dinner.
So 100 miles.
Do you know how chapped and chafed I would be? There are parts of me I didn't even know I had that would hurt. How do folks get involved with the group if they want to do that? And I guess this Sunday is kind of a great chance because, as you said, that's considered a mild ride.
Yeah, and it's, you know, because it's 4 miles, it's family friendly, and that's not too much for kids. So
anyway, to answer your question, Brian, the club, it's very easy to join the club. We're online at ckwheelman.org. And, in fact, Rod, Julie's husband, and our club president recently redid the site, so it's a lot more user-friendly than it used to be. And just within a matter of minutes, somebody can join the club. And you don't have to join the club to ride with us. We ask that everybody come out and join us. Like, for instance, today at Ring Road, at 400 Ring Road, right across Kitty Hawk Drive from the firehouse, at 5:30, we'll have three different rides to pick from. We'll have a shorter, not as fast. We'll have a medium length and speed ride, and then we'll have a ride for people that want to go out there and really get a workout. So our goal is a safe ride and a fun ride, and nobody gets left behind. And we find that people who are maybe new to it, maybe can barely spell bicycle, can have a good time and realize that it really is a great way to stay healthy, and it's a lot cheaper than a psychiatrist.
No, that's true. Any special equipment required?
The only special equipment, if you want to call it that, is a helmet. Now, there are certain other things, like going back to your comments earlier, what we call regulation cycling shorts are highly recommended. That makes the difference between a comfortable ride and a memorable experience for the wrong reasons. So, and that's one of the benefits of coming out and riding with us, because then you can learn things the cheap and easy way and find out that it's a whole lot more fun when you got the proper equipment, starting with the helmet and then the shorts and some other things beyond that.
I imagine I would look fantastic in a pair of regulation bicycle shorts.
No doubt.
Mm. Especially those shoes that clip into the pedals.
Oh, yeah.
And when you walk, you go clop, clop, clop. Yeah. I need me a pair of those, too.
But you don't have to go clop, clop, clop. We don't have near enough time to discuss that at this meeting this morning. But there are different styles of cycling shoes.
Okay.
And, there are a lot of misconceptions about the most appropriate cycling shoes. But that's one of the benefits of riding with us, because our collective experience is enough to help you get it right the first time.
About how many people are in the group?
Good question. We've got over 80 members of the club. Now, we don't see 80 people all at once for obvious reasons, but on any given day, like on Wednesday, we might get 20 people for the various rides, and then sometimes we'll get a big crew if it's a nice day. Days like yesterday where you can't even stand up because it's blowing so hard, that's a little bit different. But we do keep safety paramount, and we don't want anybody to get hurt because you're no good to us dead. We want you to ride with us next week.
Yeah. Central Kentucky Wheelmen, thank you to both Aaron and Julie for coming in this morning and talking to us. If folks have questions, how do they reach out?
They can find us, again, at ckw.org. And one thing I do want to emphasize before we finish up is that we've newly acquired our status as a 501c3 operation, and we're going to be launching what we call the Bike Ed program, which has been done in other states. And we're going to be talking to fourth graders because that's a kind of a tipping point there where they're just getting good with the bike, and we're going to help them keep it safe and hopefully help them become cyclists for life.
And because we're a 501c3, we can qualify for grants and so forth to help pay the expenses of everything from bikes and helmets and workbooks and all those things for the kids, so it's not any expense to the school or the city or whoever. So that's good too.
All right. More information, reach out to those guys. Central Kentucky Wheelmen, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.